The first day back starts with a welcome by Principal and Superintendent Rod Grimsley.
All right, let's talk for just a minute. We're going to start off like we normally do. We're going to do a few announcements, just to let everybody know what's going on and try to have it like a regular school day.
Grimsley talks about some of the after-school sporting events, lists the day's lunch menu, chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes, and an apple, and wishes happy birthdays.
First grade, Ralph Jones. Happy birthday to all you guys that we missed last week.
It's incredible the school is still standing. If you walk about two blocks away, you'll find homes toppled by the monster EF3.
If you were directly affected by the tornado last week and you've had to move, would you please stand up so we can see who you are? Just please stand up if you'd like to. All right, how about a nice round of applause for those people that are here today?
Grimsley tells his students that water fountains and sinks are shut off, but there's a portable washing station in the bathroom and bottled water in each classroom. Also, the old gym where students have lunch has been transformed into an area where volunteers are giving out supplies to people in need. Speaking in his office after the assembly, Grimsley says 45 of his students were displaced by the storm.
We're going to do some whole classroom discussions first, and then if there's individual kids or groups of kids that want to sit down and talk, then we've got the counselors available. As far as, you know, what we get done academically, I'm not quite sure. Socially, we got to get the kids back to where they're ready to be able to do something academically.
Several of the students this week at Gifford all pitched in and did something. They helped out, right? They helped out, all right? So actions speak louder than words, okay?
Third grade teacher Sandy Behrens begins her class discussing the storm. Behrens asks her students what they're thankful for. One student says surviving the tornado. Another student says he's thankful the tornado didn't hit at night when he was in bed. And another says she's thankful that all of her family and friends survived. Behrens says they are all lucky.
Can you be replaced?
No.
You can be replaced. Right, we can replace those. Now, do we miss those things?
Yes.
Yeah, we miss those things. But you know what? The fact that you're here and I'm here, that's a good thing.
One of six counselors at the school is in the back of the classroom watching. Social worker Lisa Combs-Yole works with the Vermilion Association for Special Education. She says she's going to pay close attention to how these kids are doing.
I will be in close contact with the teachers because we don't know these kids super well. And so seeing if they're seeing any changes in the kids, and obviously they know what's happening.
Coming back to school won't make everything right, but parent Travis Hall says it's a step in the right direction. He was in his basement with his family when the storm hit. Their home was destroyed, and they've had to relocate to Rantoul. One of his kids attends Gifford Grade School.
Getting our daughter back to school was probably the biggest thing. Just trying to get some of the things they had that they lost replaced, you know, their toys, some of their clothes. But, I don't know if we're quite back to normalcy, but at least having a place where we can go of our own right now.
And for now, that's enough as the community works to recapture a sense of normalcy. I'm Sean Powers.